If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing.
So welcome back, everyone, and this is going to be a very interesting segment. I know a lot of people suffer from some of these things, but especially one of them. My next guest is Dr. John King, and he is with Astrea Surgical Group. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carol.
All right. Now, first of all, I want you to talk a little bit about yourself, okay, and what you do as, you know, for your surgical group. And then I would like to open up the lines to the audience if it's okay with you, because I know you're going to be talking about a certain subject here that so many people suffer from. So welcome to the show.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, my name is John King. I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington, and did all my schooling there. I came here and trained to be a general surgeon. I've been in private practice ever since 1997. I take care of all kinds of problems, gallbladders, hernias, colon cancers, breast cancer, thyroid, parathyroid, a lot of different surgical conditions. But I'm hoping today to talk a little bit about heartburn, because that's something people often don't think about in surgery at the same time.
Now, you said that there was something you called it, and I'm going to try and say it. It's called transoral I can't say that. What is it?
It's called transoral incisionless fundoplication.
I can't either. Okay, go ahead.
Transoral incisionless fundoplication. It's just a different way to take care of heartburn for certain patients.
Okay. Now, you said that you were also one of the few groups that do this.
Yeah, it's a relatively new procedure, and there's a number of good surgeons in the Valley that do it, but there's not a whole lot of us.
Okay. Now, you're located on in Phoenix on the campus of Banner Astrea Medical Center. Your website is astreasurgical.com. You can call them direct. You can't call them. You can either have, if you have a doctor's referral or not. Is that correct?
That's correct. Certainly, if you're able to see us without a referral, we'd love to hear from you. If you need a referral, talk to your doctor.
Okay, so their number is 623-936-5406. We're talking heartburn. So what I want to do is open up the lines to the audience for anyone who has questions. They can talk. The doc is in. I like to say that he's in to answer your questions here live. So 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. How many people out there do suffer from that? And if you have questions, you can call in and ask and get some free advice right here on Networking Arizona. So let's talk a little bit about what advice first do you have for people who are looking for a surgeon?
Well, just in general, you know, you want to find a qualified surgeon. There's a lot of great surgeons here in the Valley. Certain things people can do is look for board certification. That's often a good marker of quality. Talk to your doctor, because they hear back from patients that have been sent to surgeons. And you can also get a lot of information from the internet. Websites like Health Grades and Vitals often have quotes from patients that have experienced what it was like to be treated by a certain doc.
Okay, but now let's talk about heartburn. You know, I can't wait to do this, right? So many people, they have the reflux disease.
Correct.
Right? You call it says you've got GERD. What is that?
Well, it just stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is kind of a fancy way of saying heartburn. And yeah, there's, you know, about 30% of Americans have heartburn at least once a week. About 10% of them suffer with it every day.
Yeah.
Most of those folks do okay with some lifestyle changes, losing weight, avoiding certain foods, certain medications. But there is a subgroup that could benefit from a surgical intervention for that problem.
So there's a lot of people who will take over-the-counter medications for this. Do you think, I mean, could they be doing themselves harm? Should they come? Should they listen? Do they come to you? Do they go to their doctor first? What do they do?
Well, certainly if their heartburn is pretty well managed with their medications, you know, that's great. But if they're really having problems on a daily basis, they really need to go to their doctor. And once you get down the road to thinking about a surgical solution for your problem, most people have been dealing with this for a long time.
Okay, so let's talk about the surgical solution. What is it? What do you do for that? It's incisionless.
Sure. So in general, if the medications aren't working, you're taking the medications and you're still having the symptoms, or you're having side effect from the medications, or you're worried about the expense of the medications, or you've had a real problem from reflux like bleeding or a narrowing of your swallowing tube, that's really when you come to even thinking about this kind of stuff. Traditionally, the treatment for this has been called laparoscopic fundoplication, which is a great surgical procedure that's done through a number of small incisions. And more recently, this newer procedure, the transoral fundoplication, has come online. We've been doing it for now about 3 years. And the neat thing about it is it can be done completely without any incisions.
Okay, now, again, our lines are open here. You can call in. You can ask questions if you want. It doesn't have to be about heartburn. Obviously, you do also other surgeries. Like you said, you do colon, you do breast cancer, thyroid, and other things that you can ask the doc about. We are talking about heartburn right now. And the number here is 602-277-5369. And toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Check out their website. It's estrellasurgical.com, or you can also call them direct at 623-936-5406. Hiatal hernia type of thing. Isn't that heartburn?
Yeah, well, hiatal hernia and heartburn go hand in hand. If you have a hiatal hernia and you feel good, you have nothing to worry about. You can ignore it.
Can you have you can feel good with having one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so if that hiatal hernia is causing symptoms, those symptoms are generally heartburn kind of symptoms. So we really focus on the heartburn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
So the transoral fundoplication is a procedure that's done entirely within the inside of the intestinal tract so that there's no incisions on the abdomen. We still consider it a surgical procedure, definitely a serious undertaking with some risk, but generally is a little bit safer than the other surgical options and has fewer of the long-term side effects.
How long are they down with it, you know? What are the side effects of having that? Do they have any?
You bet. Prior to surgery, we actually put our patients through a litany of tests. You know, we'd make sure that we tailor their operation perfectly to their situation. And then they have the operation. They're in the hospital overnight. And generally when you go home, usually the following day, you're feeling pretty good. The biggest problem is folks have to stay on a really boring diet for about 4 to 6 weeks. So they start out with just taking anything that's really mushy, like blenderized stuff for a couple weeks, and then slowly build on it back to a normal diet. In terms of activities, we prevent them from really doing any heavy lifting or straining for about 4 weeks because that can take apart what we put together.
And it is covered by insurance.
It is. It's a newer procedure, so some insurance companies are getting used to it. We're hopeful that in the very near future we'll have full coverage for it. But if there's any problems, our offices work real closely with the patient to make sure there's no surprises.
So their phone number again, it's 623-936-5406. It's estrellasurgical.com. They're located in Phoenix on the campus of Banner Estrella Medical Center. And our lines are open here. You can either call in and ask a question. He is here live to talk to you. 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You said that they're overnight. What is their downtime afterwards when they come home? I know they obviously have to eat bland food, but is there downtime afterwards where they have to stay in bed, or how can they talk right away?
Oh, yeah. People are up and walking.
I'd need to know that.
Yeah. They're up and walking the same day and you know, feeling pretty good, maybe have a little bit of discomfort in their chest. Generally, when folks go home, they feel a little discomfort, but they're able to do their normal daily routine, able to go back to work usually within a couple of days.
And they don't feel any heartburn right away, or how does that fast? Do they see any results?
You'll generally know right away. You are having some discomfort from the surgery, so sometimes it takes patients a little while. Overall, this procedure is very effective. About 85% of people at about 2 years are very, very happy with the result. About 70% of them are completely off their medications.
So we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I want to talk further a little bit about this and some of the other things that you can do for them. Our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You can call them whether you have a doctor's referral or not. It doesn't matter. Their number is area code 623-936-5406. Check out that website and get all the information. It's Estrella Surgical. And again, our lines are open here, so you can call in and ask questions at 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute. With Evergreen Floor Care, you will have the freshness of an evergreen forest, the pristine look of snow-capped mountains, offering the finest cleaning service, bringing integrity and attention to every detail, to every job they do. They use residue-free products, so no sticky residue left over. Experience a fresher, longer-lasting clean with Evergreen Floor Care. Call 480-540-5840 or visit evergreenfloorcare.com.
Creating a clean and beautiful environment around your home or business is important. The way you and your guests feel about your surroundings is influenced largely by landscaping. Created Curb offers an innovative approach to landscaping curbing that brings a higher level of detail and beauty to your landscaping design. Our different styles of curbing mold and bend to your unique shape that best suit your landscaping ideas. Visit createacurb.com and call us at 480-497-8616. Create a Curb. Let us beautify your yard.
Arizona has some of the toughest DUI laws in the country. Even if this is your first offense, you could be facing a minimum of at least 24 hours in jail, over $2,000 in fines and costs, a 3-month suspension of your driver's license, and having an interlock ignition device on your car for 6 months. If you've been charged with DUI, you need an experienced attorney at your side to defend you. Call Owens & Perkins today at 480-994-8824 to speak to one of our experienced DUI attorneys. Or check out our websites at opduilaw.com and oplaw.com.
Are you in sales and struggling to reach your financial goals? Do prospects always seem to have the upper hand? If so, then OptimalSalesperson.com is a resource that can help you understand why and give you the tools to get you where you deserve to be. Go to OptimalSalesperson.com and master the mindset of sales superstars. Sign up for free sales training and learn the 3 secrets of the optimal salesperson. Go to OptimalSalesperson.com.
If I traded it all, if I
came. So we are talking with Dr. John King, and he is you're a board-certified general surgeon, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and he is with Estrella Surgical Group, and we've been talking a little bit about heartburn and people with reflux disease. So our lines are open here. You can talk about heartburn or basically almost anything else. We're going to talk about a few other things too. 602-277-5369 and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. Everyone is calling in also. He's going to be giving out a brochure to you about heartburn and, you know, what you should look for, the signs of what you really need and when you need surgery. 602-277-5369. And toll-free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Generally covered by your insurance most of the time?
Yes.
Okay. And what I wanted to talk a little bit about is how well it works. Did you say that they see results immediately? How long does it last?
Yeah, so generally people will feel a difference right away. Generally, people will be able to stop their medications about 2 weeks after the procedure. And often these are people that have been taking medications for 10, 15 years, so that's pretty cool for them. In terms of how well it works, we know that at about 3 years, 70% of people are still completely off their medications, and about 85% of people are extremely satisfied with the procedure, which means about 15% of people, it doesn't work for them.
Okay.
And so I think folks need to know that. That's a significant number. It's also a fairly new procedure. We're very excited about it, but it needs to stand the test of time. We're looking for more and more data coming down as the years go by. Everything's looking great so far.
And it's incisionless. I can say it now. Okay.
Yeah. It's no incisions on the abdomen. Everything is done basically by passing a lighted, flexible camera through your mouth down into your stomach.
And are there any risks to it?
Yeah, we consider it a surgical procedure, and surgery is a big deal. So there are some risks. It's a safe operation.
They got to put you out for it. It's not. Yep. Is it twilight or is it out?
No, it's out.
You're out.
Completely asleep under general anesthesia. And the risks are, probably the biggest risk, as I mentioned, is it doesn't work for you. The other risks are risks that go along with any surgery, such as bleeding or damage to the stomach or the esophagus, which is a swallowing tube. Those things can happen, exceedingly rare, but we don't write them off.
Right. Okay. Now, who is a good candidate for this?
So
candidate? How do you say that?
Candidate. So, first of all, they have to have some you know, the reflux disease that really isn't being adequately managed by whatever they're doing, their medications or whatever, or that they're folks are really concerned about the side effects of the medications. Those are the biggest people that should even consider this. Beyond that, a lot of folks that have heartburn have what's called a hiatal hernia, which means part of their stomach is up in their chest cavity. And if that hiatal hernia is very small, not a problem, but if it's bigger than about an inch, then this is not the greatest procedure.
What are the symptoms of that other than just having, because I know a lot of people that have a hiatal hernia, they almost have to sleep up at night, sitting up, you know, because they don't know how, they don't, it doesn't feel good laying down.
Yeah, yeah. And really the reason it doesn't feel good laying down is reflux. And reflux and a hiatal hernia can go hand in hand. But a hiatal hernia per se doesn't have symptoms that goes along with it in and of itself.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to have symptoms, but symptoms of heartburn, are there any of them that are not something that someone wouldn't know about?
Yes, but it's pretty unusual. Some folks, especially on antacid medications, may have problems with asthma as adults, even pneumonia, change in voice. Those things can happen. Unusual.
How about weight? How about weight with people who are overweight? Do they have to lose weight before they even think about having the surgery?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, weight is a big deal with reflux disease or heartburn. As a matter of fact, the first thing folks should do if they're having heartburn is lose weight. Obviously, very much easier said than done. But if people drop weight, their heartburn will also often get much better. For this procedure, and actually for almost all surgical procedures for reflux, our success rate goes way up if people are below a certain weight. So I won't offer this to people that are above a certain weight.
Right. That's why I asked that question, because so many people who have it are overweight. So you might have to lose some weight before you even consider this. Give them a call. Their number is 623-936-5406. The website is estrellasurgical.com. And if you want, you can also call in at 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Now I want to talk about some other things that you had said that you do gallbladder surgery as well. What are the symptoms of that?
Yeah, again, a very, very common problem. Folks have problems with pain in their upper abdomen and in the right side, especially after they eat. Often after real good food, greasy, spicy food, tends to set it off. Feel like they're going to die for a few hours, and then it goes away. Those are sort of the classic symptoms of
gallbladder
disease.
They think they have heartburn, doctor.
Well, sometimes that as well.
Yeah. That's what they think, though, and it could be something worse.
You bet.
Right.
You bet.
Okay. And how is that treated?
Well, the only good way to treat, the only real effective way to treat gallbladder disease is surgery. There's no medications or anything else that's effective. And so we remove a lot of gallbladders, and people do great with this. They feel a lot better after.
And you could do that laparoscopy too?
Yeah, the most common way to do this is laparoscopic, which is 4 small incisions. But we're also doing another real new procedure that's really cool, where we do the entire operation through the belly button. And when everything is said and done, you can hardly tell that they had surgery.
How about hernia? You do hernias too, and I was telling you before you came on, I've had a few of them. So let's talk about that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that live with them. They just, and should they? Or do they don't have to?
In general, we recommend that hernias be repaired, especially for active, healthy people, because hernias only do 2 things. They get bigger and they can hurt. They never go away. And they can also get stuck. And if they get stuck, it becomes an emergency. So for most folks that have a hernia, fixing it is going to be the way to go.
Okay, and is surgery always required on that?
No, there's certain hernias that really, you know, it's maybe in an elderly person that's really not bothering them, it's very safe just to keep an eye on it. So it's not an absolute, but for most folks, it's the way to go.
Again, you are located in Phoenix on the campus of Banner Australia Medical Center. The website is australiasurgical.com. The number is 623-936-5406. And obviously, insurance covers most of what you do. Let's go back on that doctor's referral. So because so many people think that they need to have a doctor's referral to, you know, to even come to somebody like you.
Yeah, yeah, and often they do. And I think the first call to make is to your insurance company and say, you know, I need to see a specialist. Do I need to go through your directory? Do I need to call my primary doctor?
Right.
How does that happen? And the folks at the insurance companies can help guide you where to go.
Okay, but again, they can call you and they can talk to you, somebody in your office about some of their situations, and you can help them. They don't necessarily – so many people feel like they have to go through their doctor, but they can call you direct.
Sure. If they call us direct and give us their insurance information, we'll let them know what's going to kind of be required to get them in the door.
So the number is 623-936-5406. It's AstreaSurgical.com. So what are the things you had talked about before? I did your ad before, and you also do, breast cancer and colon as well. You want to talk a little bit about that before you go?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and talk about it.
So unfortunately, colon cancer is an extremely common cancer. It's the second leading cause of cancer death. And obviously the key to treatment is prevention. So see your doctor and see if you need a colonoscopy to make sure you don't have any troubles at all.
Right.
But if a patient or a person does have colon cancer, we have really good results with, removing that portion of the intestine and hopefully getting you cured.
How about thyroid? So many people don't even know that they have thyroid disease.
Right. Thyroid disease.
What are some of the symptoms of that?
Well, there's a whole different group of thyroid problems. Most of them are benign, in other words, not cancer. You can have an overactive thyroid and an underactive thyroid, and your primary doctor or even an endocrinologist will work with you with those. But if you develop a mass in your thyroid, again, the good news is most of the time it's not a cancer, but it could be. And that's where we can come in, and you may require a biopsy. You may require follow-up testing like an ultrasound. And if there's any concern that it might be cancer, then that portion of that thyroid gland should be removed.
Okay, so again, they work with people who have hernias, gallbladder, heartburn, breast cancer, thyroid, parathyroid, which I had asked you before. What is that?
Well, we have four parathyroid glands. They're about the size of a pea, and they sit behind the thyroid gland. They regulate calcium levels in our body. And they can become overactive and cause problems with high calcium levels.
So, you know what? The best thing to do is check them out on the website. That website is AstreaSurgical.com. They are located in Phoenix on the campus of Banner Australia Medical Center. Their number, again, is 623-936-5406. The first thing you should do is call your insurance company. Find out whether or not you are covered. That's the first thing. Or you can call them direct. You don't necessarily have to have a doctor's recommendation. Again, that number is area code 623-936-5406. And again, we've been talking a little bit more about the people with their heartburn. And again, say that name of your procedure again.
Sure. It's called transoral incisionless fundoplication.
And he is one of the few that do that. And they found it very successful. You've been doing it for almost 3 years now. And there's hardly any downtime on it. You are in the hospital overnight. It should be covered by your insurance. This is something that if it's not you that needs this, you always know, everybody knows somebody that has it, especially our significant others that that we live with. So give them a call. Their number is area code 623-936-5406. Check out the website for all the information. It's AstreaSurgical.com. Again, they're located in Phoenix at the campus of the Banner Australia Medical Center. That's AstreaSurgical.com. That's how fast that goes.
The only home of the Mike Huckabee Show is Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Middays.